iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today we are joined once again in our very special series of programs concerning Diwali, Sujata Din, who joins us today. Now Sujata Din, since 2011, has worked with many clients, men, women and families, providing nutrition and lifestyle advice and also support as well. Her clients consult her because they want to get healthy and change their diet and lifestyles to increase their energy levels, improve digestion, achieve optimum weight, and also look and feel better as well. So there's none other than Sujata Din, who's a fantastic expert in this field, and she also has, of course, her regular health columns at iGlobalNews.com, where she talks all about her healthy recipes and her fabulous healthy shakes as well. So since we're into the time of Diwali, and Diwali just passing now, and what's happened is that we've all overindulged a little bit. So I wonder if it'd be fair for me to say Diwali sober, or high Diwali or sober Diwali. I wonder which way it's going to be. And the person in the know is none other than Sujata Din. Sujata, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us right here on iGlobal Radio.
Thank you so much, Tony, and hope you had a lovely Diwali celebration.
Indeed,
well,
indulgence. And I know you said, look, you know, we need to take it easy and look out for what we're eating and indulgence. Let's face it, it's easier said than done. But I did think of you. I did think of you when I had that extra little bit of Mithai and that gulab jamun that was staring me in the face, eat me, and I have to admit, I perhaps might have just overdone it a little bit, but I did have you in mind, I promise you I did. So, weight loss...
I mean, you know, that's a really good thing that you were aware.
Yeah.
That's the first step, honestly. You know, if we are doing something, we're doing it automatically often, and we're not even aware that we're doing it. So when you say... when I maybe had an extra barfi or any piece of mithai, if you had one extra, and if the thought came to you, shouldn't I be having it? You know, should I be eating healthy? That's the first step. And that's the most important step.
Okay. Well,
really, because you don't ever think about dieting, but you become aware of eating and living a balanced life. So those words that you used were really, really important, because awareness is the first step always to make change. So you're doing great, actually.
You make me feel a lot better. I'm not feeling so guilty now.
No, because if you think back to maybe last year or years before, if you were eating extra mithai or extra pakoris or whatever it was you were eating extra of, did you even think, maybe I shouldn't be eating it? And were you just doing it automatically, and a few days later it comes to you, I shouldn't have eaten so much? So if the awareness just comes a little earlier, even as you're picking it up, that's an important step from where I look at working with my clients to make changes, because that makes us conscious of what we're doing. Most of our actions are actually a result of our habits, what we become
accustomed to. This is true, yes. So Jonathan, I mean, who doesn't like indulging in festive delights? Let's face it, from the ghee-laden laddu to jalebis, Diwali is all about getting together and binge eating your favourite foods. So what do the Diwali festivities do to us without these extra bites of sweets shared with everyone, making delightful memories? Is there another way of looking at this? I mean, you said, look, the first step is to acknowledge that, saying, well, should I or shouldn't I? Which is great. You make me feel a lot better and less guilty about myself. But the festival does bring sort of flavoursome confectioneries and fat-drenched savouries to the fore, doesn't it? Most of us don't have the willpower to resist.
So I think that's fine if you've eaten a little bit more than you normally would have. Don't feel guilty, firstly. Don't feel guilty. Do not stand straight on the scales in the morning or a few times a day. I know people even stand on the scale a few times a day and they'll see changes coming through and then they feel really worse about what they've done. So that's the worst thing to do. Don't jump straight on the scales if you've overeat and give it a few days, you know, go back to clean eating, the weight will begin to come down. But that doesn't mean you avoid the scales altogether.
Okay.
Because if you avoid them, you don't really know where you are as well. So what I'd say is check what your weight is maybe a week after Diwali. So Diwali's over, give it a week, begin clean eating, get, you know, just try and get back into your regular routine. And then don't go on a diet. When you stand on the scale and you see that number, you get worried, you get upset, you get frustrated, you think all that you've worked for, you know, over the previous 10 months has just gone to waste. So don't go on a diet. Don't decide to stop going out for meals. Don't decide to stop eating your favorite foods. Don't say, I'm going to never eat sugar again, because we know that's not going to last. So begin thinking about just making small, sustainable changes that you can maintain.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. We are talking to Sujata then, and we are talking about eating, living and being healthy with our lifestyles. And whilst we talk about that, as Diwali is now behind us and we face Christmas just around the corner, it's that special time of the year. When it comes to eating all these lovely things that we've just mentioned a few moments ago, what about detoxing ourselves, cleansing chemicals, waste, toxins and harmful substances, and how we should use certain things within our bodies to detoxify ourselves?
Actually, this is the perfect time to do a short mini cleanse. You could do something for a day, you could do something for 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, because we've got some time between Diwali and Christmas. So you could almost say to yourself, could I be more mindful about what I'm eating? And if you're doing a cleanse, I would recommend just keeping it really simple, because if you've been eating lots of sugar, lots of fried food, you can't go from that to just having juices and soups only. It's going to be really difficult. You're going to have those withdrawal symptoms.
You could be ever so depressed.
they affect you emotionally and physically as well. These symptoms are very strong. You know, sometimes you may even feel like you're going to faint because you've not had anything sugary or sweet. And you think, you know, if I don't get anything sweet, I'm not going to have energy and I'm going to faint. Or it might be headaches coming, or it might be fatigue, extreme fatigue, not feeling like waking up, you know, refreshed in the mornings. Like you just don't feel like waking up because you're not feeling refreshed. So don't do an extreme cleanse immediately. That's a mistake as well to do. So just keep it simple. What I would suggest, 5 things. You know, I always like to give 5, 7, or 10 things, but I'm just thinking of 5 simple things that you can begin with to do a simple cleanse. Drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Start the day with a glass of warm water. You could put some lemon juice in it. You could put some apple cider vinegar in it, or you could just have plain water. Plain water is really good on its own. All we want to do is hydrate the body. Start the day with water. Drink water through the day. Don't drink water late in the afternoon, evening, because then you're going to be up all night as well. So just try and spread it through the day when you're having water. So water is one of the best things we can do to detoxify. People often think, tell me what supplements to have. Tell me what, you know, special herbs to have. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it to what you have at home. So we'll start with water. The second thing would be to make sure you are including movement in your body as well. We look at all the different organs that are naturally detoxifying. You know, we have the liver, we have the kidneys, the digestive system, the lymphatic system, our skin, our lungs. So our body's always detoxifying. And what we can do is to support it. By moving, we are helping the lymphatic system. We are even helping the digestive system. You know, by moving, by being active, we're helping the skin to also detoxify, because when we sweat, it does help to remove some toxins as well. So it could be walking. You could be doing some kinds of exercise at home or outdoors as well. Going to a gym if you have access to a gym. So that would be the second thing. Always make sure that, you know, you are including some movement. Third, I would recommend when doing your cleanse, can you include vegetables? Vegetables are key. in our diet. It's the most forgotten thing in most people's diet. And I will say this in most of our podcasts, Tony, when we speak, yes. Vegetables are really, really key. And include a variety of vegetables when you're thinking about the cleanse. You don't need to be just having vegetables as in juicing. Eat your vegetables. Get the fiber from your vegetables as well. Colors of the rainbow, whether it's, you know, your greens, your purples, your yellows, your oranges, your reds, try and think of the rainbow. Even your whites, you know, have radish, mooli, you know, something we eat traditionally. So make sure you're getting lots and lots of vegetables in your diet. And then fourth would be fruits. Fruits along with vegetables are key, very good source of lots of nutrients, both of them. And fruits will give you your antioxidants, they'll give you your minerals, your vitamins. Again, colors of the rainbow when you're having your fruits. But do not just do a fruit cleanse. This is not what we're doing. We're not just having fruits. We're not just doing juices with fruits only. That makes it too high in sugar when you're having it. And then fifth, what I would recommend is making sure you are getting real protein. And this could be vegetarian or non-vegetarian. So I know many people are vegetarian. If you are vegetarian, you could get it from beans, lentils, you could get it from tofu. If you're having dairy, you can get it from your yogurt as well. If you're non-vegetarian, try and get it from lean meat, like chicken, get it from turkey, fish. So, you know, don't have too much red meat. So these would be five simple things that you're including. But of course, you're having grains. Of course, you're having your everyday other foods as well. I'm not saying don't have your grains. I just said five things. I could go on for more. You would be eating your grains. You know, let's make it six things, because I don't want anyone to think you can't have grains. So make it six things. Sorry. So I'll say have your grains. And instead of white rice, have brown rice. So simple things you can do. And do this for one day. If a week seems too difficult, just say, you know, one day I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to just walk. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to have, you know, porridge for breakfast with some berries and some seeds in it. For lunch, I could have stir-fried vegetables with some tofu. Dinner could be dal, sabji, you know, rice, roti.
That's really interesting to know these things, and makes me feel a lot healthier just listening to that.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. So we are talking with Sujatha then, and Sujatha runs an organization called Wellness with Sujatha. And since Diwali is now behind us and we're now counting down to Christmas, it's only right that we should be looking at what we're doing with our weight, lifestyle, what we're eating, how we're eating it, and leading ourselves to a more healthier lifestyle. And if you, like me, have overindulged just a little bit over the Diwali period, then this particular broadcast would be ideal for you. So, Sujatha, let's assume that we've overindulged more than we should have done over the Diwali period, and most of us have done, let's face it. What about a diet plan to reduce weight? And I know there are plenty of diets that can allow one to regulate their weight during Diwali, and we spoke about that in our previous broadcast that we did running up to Diwali. What about a simple diet plan that can help one deal with binge eating and also stimulate weight loss as well? What's your advice on that?
I think follow a diet program that allows you to live your normal life. So, you know, if you look at the word diet, there are two definitions of diet, right? One is diet, what you normally eat, what is your, you know, regular way of eating in your home. Maybe your normal way of eating is you're vegetarian or you're pescatarian. So that becomes one definition of diet. Yeah. The second definition of diet is when it is a restrictive diet, when you have changed your diet for medical reasons or to lose weight. So what I always would recommend is, unless you don't have a medical condition, so if you don't have any health conditions, try and just lose weight by doing what you're always going to be doing. I don't have any diet plans, Tony. So I'm a health coach. I've been coaching for more than 10 years, but I don't have a diet plan. I don't have a weekly meal.
Indeed. But what sort of things should we be avoiding? And should we be eating things like, or consuming things like skimmed milk, oats, bananas?
So what I would always recommend is making sure you're having that balance. And that balance is quite similar to those six things that I said. And, you know, we could add more to it as well. But if we think about, you know, if you've put on weight and you want to lose weight and you're thinking Christmas is around the corner, I want to get to a certain size, you know, make sure you are having a balanced plate, which always has got on it vegetables.
Yeah.
Any kinds of vegetables, any way you like to have them cooked. It's got on it your protein foods, and it's got on it your whole grain foods as well. That would be the basis which gives you a healthy diet that you can maintain. And by doing that, you will honestly begin to lose weight just simply by walking, by eating clean. It's a shame that this is a podcast and I can't show you the visuals, but if I could show you the visuals, just by keeping to this simple method of eating clean, this becomes your diet, not a diet plan which is restricted, but becomes a regular, a daily way of eating. And when you begin to do this, you won't put on weight. And even if you put on a few kilos, they come off very quickly. And I speak to my clients, speak to my members, they'll find, you know, they've gone on holiday or, you know, the valley's just been and they've put on maybe 2 or 3 kilos. They eat clean, couple of weeks, it's back down.
Excellent. Is there such a thing as superfoods for the win? While, you know, we understand dieting can be difficult, when you mentioned that, with hunger pangs and hunger pangs kicking in every now and then, are there certain foods that can keep you full and on track to a weight loss journey, such as hunger sedating foods? Proteins, fiber, even natural sugar of some sort. I don't know. You're the expert here, Sujata.
So superfoods, yes, there are lots and lots of superfoods. And I want to talk about superfoods that, you know, which we see labeled on certain types of foods. So it might be goji berries. It might be turmeric. It could be gingers, also considered a superfood. Berries, just our regular strawberries are, you know, why are they called superfoods? They're a very, very good source of antioxidants. So there are definitely superfoods that we should include in our daily diet. And just when we include haldi, you know, when we're cooking and we've got some turmeric in our food, that's a superfood. If we're using ginger, if we're using berries in our smoothie as well, you know, even if we use foods such as kale, kale, which is an everyday food, you add that either into your smoothie or you cook it or you put it in the oven and you make crisps with it. That's a superfood as well. So superfoods, yes, we need to be having superfoods. They keep us healthy. They boost our immune system. So we should have them. And then the second question you had was, what can we eat that leaves us feeling satisfied?
That's
So when we look at what we're going to be eating, as you said, you rightly said there, what we need to make sure to feel satisfied is we need to have healthy fiber, always good fiber sources, which could be fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. That's why we need whole grains. We need our oats, we need brown rice, quinoa, millet. You know, all these are a good source of fiber. So we need to make sure we're getting fiber. Beans and lentils are very, very important. And this is something that we've grown up having in our diet. It's there just naturally. We don't need to be having supplements with fiber because we can get it naturally. So fiber leaves us feeling satisfied. The second thing that leaves us feeling satisfied is protein as well. So we could have protein, as I mentioned, you know, vegetarian or non-vegetarian sources of protein. And then the third thing that leaves us feeling satisfied are healthy fats as well. We do need to eat some fat even when we are looking to lose weight. Now, I'm not talking about taking spoonfuls of ghee when we're cooking.
No.
But when we're thinking about healthy fats, you know, making a salad, put in some olives in your salad, have some avocado. You know, you could eat the avocado at breakfast or you could have it in your salad at lunch. You can put it on crackers and have it as a snack as well. So nuts, seeds, those are also very good sources of fat as well. And then if you're having animal produce like dairy, cheese, you know, if you're having eggs, chicken, fish, those will also have fats in them. So we need three things to leave us feeling satisfied. Fiber, protein, and fat. The three come together to leave us feeling satiated.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Sujatha then, and Sujatha runs an organization called Wellness with Sujatha. And we today are talking about High Diwali or Sober Diwali. And what I mean by that is that should we be dieting, going on crash diets now that we've got the Diwali period behind us and we've indulged just a little too much? And Sujatha has given us her wise words and advice on healthy eating. Don't go on a crash diet. It's actually not good for you. So do it in moderation, as we've learned from Sujatha today. Sujatha, I wanted to ask you, what about we are feeling guilty, the fact that we've overindulged? Yes, yet our willpower isn't quite what it should be, in the sense that, yes, we know we've overindulged over Diwali, but we've still got some of those yummy foods left over. And dinner perhaps might include a range of foods that we find hard to resist. Is there any way of resisting these foods, or perhaps, if I may use the expression, killing the hunger before we actually dive into the main meal?
I think if you think about what foods might be there from our Diwali celebration. So if you're looking into your fridge, or if you're looking in the kitchen, and there's lots of, not even your main meal, but, you know, if you look at packets of chevda, gatia, yeah. You know, there's lots of treats in the house, and you're thinking, well, how can I resist this? what I would like you to do is to think of, if you feel willpower is not very, very high at this time, discipline's not there, don't just depend on that. Give some of these foods away. Please give them away, because if you keep looking at them, eventually you're going to give in and have them. Because if you feel yourself...
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind. Yes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you could share it with your colleagues at work. You could, you know, share it with family, friends. And you could also share it with your neighbors. So just try and reduce what's in the house initially, because then you won't be tempted by it. We can never really always depend on willpower and discipline, because that can only last a certain amount. What we've got to depend on are our habits, and that's what we talked about earlier in our chat today.
Yeah.
So if we have healthy habits, we just begin to do it automatically. But if you haven't got those habits yet, just help yourself by taking away some of these temptations from, you know, being right in front of you. So if it's right in front when you open the fridge, put it at the back of the fridge. If it's right, if the kulfi is there when you're opening the freezer, why not just hide it at the back in the bottom drawer where you won't see it for some time? Because you won't be reminded it's there. And, yes. You know, and actually our visual cues are triggering what we're doing. So put things out of sight if you need to. And then have foods that are satisfying. And the foods that are going to be satisfying are your main meal. So you could say, you know what, I'll have a main meal and then I won't be tempted afterwards. But what if the temptation, as you asked, comes before your main meal? If it's coming before your main meal, eat something small beforehand. It could just be having a smoothie. It could be just having, you know, a soup, because it's getting cold enough.
Indeed,
so
yes.
So you're feeling more satisfied, more full. And when you do have the food, you don't have that much of it at the same time. So you don't need to stop it. You don't ever need to think, I'll never eat it. I won't ever do this again to myself. I won't put on weight next to the body. Don't use those words. Just accept that, you know, you like the taste of these foods, and begin to make these transitions to create healthy habits.
Very good.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
We are talking to Sujatha Din today about High Diwali or Sober Diwali. Sujatha Din, you run an organisation called Wellness with Sujatha. And as we talk today about the post-Diwali blues, about the indulgence that we've had during Diwali and now getting back to normality again, how can people get in touch with you with more advice and what you do in helping people to healthier, happier lifestyles?
I would love, if you're looking to get healthier, I would love to speak to you. Get in touch with me on my website, sujathaden.com. You can get in touch on my contact page and we can set up a free discovery call. I also share lots on Instagram and on Facebook as well, so come and join me there too. And of course, there's a lot here on iGlobal that I've been sharing for many, many months.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal.